This is a CBC podcast. CBC Books is the home for Canadian book lovers. Enter contests, watch videos, and listen to CBC Radio 1's Writers and Company and The Next Chapter all in one place. CBC Books, where readers click. Go to cbc.ca/books.
Well, speaking of personal stories, I have to say it was probably one of the interviews that I'll remember for the rest of my life. And it happened on Friday here in Winnipeg. I was given the honor and the exclusive honor, a CBC exclusive, to be the only person to speak with Kim Fook and do an interview media-wise while she was here in Winnipeg. Kim Fook Fanti is featured in a photo that is one of the 10 most recognizable images in the world. In 1972, the South Vietnamese dropped napalm on her village. The photo of 9-year-old Kim shows her naked, running, burned, and screaming. It shocked the world on the cover of Time magazine, and that look of anguish on her face is really difficult to forget as her skin just peeled away like paper. Now, as I mentioned, I did have the chance to speak with her on Friday. She was here as part of Peace Day's event in Winnipeg, speaking at the St. Boniface Cathedral. It was very interesting because she right away was sort of lifting her sleeve to show her arm. And she shared Friday night about the burn that was scarred on her body and mentioning, you know, 1200 degrees Celsius, the napalm. When soldiers poured the water on her, it continued to burn and bubble beneath her skin. It burned to the bone. She said she passed out for the 14 months. Every time she had to get in the burn bath, she would just lose consciousness. But she, after years of looking at that arm and having challenges with what that injury meant to her and her 17 surgeries to repair that scarring, she says that today, all these years later, she looks at her scars differently.
Now I love my scars because I look at my scars, it reminds me where I come from, where I come from. And I consider exactly that God stamped his mark on my body and remind me, God be with me everywhere I go. He gave me strength. He gave me the power. He gave me love. He gave me peace and joy. That is, I'm treasure that. Instead, I hated it before. For me, not only scars, but the pain also. I still endured a lot of pain.
Physical pain?
Yes,
like
because
what?
Of the burn.
What do you feel still from that?
Whenever the weather changes, is the burn here on my back, is I got so much pain, and it's so deep, because the napalm is burned so deep, touch my bone, you see? And so outside with the skin rough, like plastic, inside is burned, and I grow up is deformed with my left side of my spine. So both of that reason is caused me so much pain. And then I cannot forget it, but I was able to learn to forgive. That is a different thing. The scars here in my back, my body, the pain, it keep going and happen more often when I get older. How can I forget? Yeah, but the fact I don't care about forgetting, but I care about forgive. I learned to forgive. That mean my heart is healed and no scar, no pain in my heart. It's something very invisible, but it's so real. When your heart is healed, it doesn't matter from outside. That is mean peace. The peace in your heart is the most important. And if the peace in your heart, you do the right thing, you think the right thing, and you make the right thing about you. And that's why we need to build peace around us. You have to have peace yourself, and you have to make peace who are around you, and that is so important.
Do you meet a lot of children through your work with the Foundation?
Yes.
Tell me about one of them that stayed with you that you remember.
When I was in Uganda, I met that time we built a school for children. Now I'm so happy that we have about 800 students in that school in Nayesa. I went to the burn clinic in Uganda. That was so hard for me to do that, because all the thing is bring me back when I was in the hospital.
Did you see children who would have been your age?
Nine. Yes, it's 3 years old and 16 years old, 14 years old. I met one girl. She gave up. She didn't want to live. She didn't want to eat and never smile. And somehow she got burned. And I talked with her for about 10 minutes and encouraged her, pray with her. And after I left, and I heard about the nurse told me later, wow, Kim, after you left, she stood up with wonderful smile and she walked on the through the hall. It changed her life, because they saw, I showed my picture and I saw them, my scar, and I shared with them. I went through exactly like you, but now look, I have hope.
Is it ever too much for you to carry? To be the girl in the photo, to be that hope, to...
By the grace of God, like I told you the idea, I want to help others as a doctor, but I couldn't do that way. Now I can do another way. I can help people, like encourage them, help them emotional. When their heart right with peace, you can change them. When the heart is healed, you can make a difference.
Kim Phuc Phan Thi at St. Boniface Cathedral on Friday. She was speaking to a packed house. If you want to see excerpts of my TV interview with Kim Phuc, go to our website, cbc.ca/Manitoba. Andrea tweeted me at CBC Marcy. I saw her speak in Brandon when I was a child, and that talk stayed with me to this day. Only days ago, I was recalling it. I think her talk on Friday night will stay with a lot of people, judging from the crowd's reaction when she was talking about the burns and talking about sort of the fact that she has no pores left. Her skin doesn't breathe along her arm and her back, because you know how that feels when you burn even slightly and the skin tightens. None of us can imagine this. Few of us can imagine this. So she was talking about this, but the thing that I think that the crowd started, you could hear people go, oh, at moments when she spoke. And one of the things she left me with was, she said, my picture is a symbol of war. My life is a symbol of love, hope, and forgiveness. And as people tried to wrap their heads around that, she said, what if the person that made the decision to drop the bomb, any bomb, to open gunfire, any gunfire, just thinking about this weekend in Kenya, what if that person decided to try love, hope, forgiveness instead? And she talked about how much work that took to overcome the anger. So she was really quite a speaker, and what a joy to have a packed house in Winnipeg to welcome her. She could have been in the Netherlands for Peace Days, but Winnipeg asked first. So good for us. We were very lucky to have her.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.